Introduction to the Book of Exodus. Why study this book? The word Exodus means exit or departure. The Book of Exodus provides an account of Israel's departure from bondage in Egypt and their preparation to inherit the Promised Land as the Lord's covenant people. Israel's departure from bondage and journey through the wilderness can symbolize our journey through a fallen world and back to the presence of God. As students study this book, they will learn about the Lord's power to deliver them from sin. They will also learn that commandments, ordinances, and covenants can help them prepare to receive the blessings of eternal life. Who wrote this book? Moses is the author of Exodus. He was raised in the royal court of Egypt by Pharaoh's daughter, but he left this place of privilege, quote, to suffer affliction with the people of God, end quote, from Hebrews 11:25. After Moses fled Egypt, he traveled to the land of Midian. There he received the Melchizedek priesthood from his father-in-law Jethro. See also Doctrine and Covenants 84:6. At some point, Moses also received the keys of the gathering of Israel. See Doctrine and Covenants 1:10, verse 11. Moses ushered in a dispensation of the gospel of Jesus Christ and served as a prophet and a revelator of God's words. When and where was it written? There are varying opinions on when Exodus and the other books of Moses were written, and we do not exactly know where Moses was when he wrote this book. What are some distinctive features of this book? The book of Exodus provides details about Moses' upbringing and calling as a prophet, the institution of the Passover, the Lord's covenant with Israel at Sinai, including his declaration of the Ten Commandments. The events recorded in Exodus become an important part of Israel's historical identity and have been cited by Jesus Christ and his prophets to teach a variety of gospel principles. Outline. Exodus chapters 1 through 4. The Lord answers Israel's cries by raising up Moses to deliver them from bondage in Egypt. Exodus 5 through 12. Moses and Aaron ask Pharaoh to set the children of Israel free. Pharaoh refuses, and the Lord sends plagues upon Egypt. The feast of the Passover is established among Israel to commemorate the passing over of the houses of the Israelites when God smote the firstborn of the Egyptians. Exodus 13 through 15. The children of Israel leave Egypt. Pharaoh and his army pursue Israel. The Lord parts the Red Sea for Israel, and Pharaoh's armies are drowned. Israel praises the Lord for their deliverance. Exodus chapters 16 through 18. Israel murmurs about the lack of food and water in the wilderness. The Lord sends manna and quail for Israel to eat and commands Moses to bring forth water from a rock. Israel defeats the armies of Amalek. Moses establishes rulers among Israel. Exodus 19 through 24. At Mount Sinai, the Lord reveals the conditions of his covenant, and Israel covenants to obey the Lord. Exodus 25 through 31. Moses receives instructions concerning the construction of the tabernacle, the consecration of priests, and the performance of sacrifices. Moses is given two stone tables containing the Lord's covenant with Israel. Exodus 32 through 34. Israel worships a golden calf. Moses breaks the stone tables and pleads with the Lord for Israel. After the people repent, the Lord makes another covenant with Israel and writes it on two new tables of stone. Exodus 35 through 40. Skilled workmen construct the tabernacle, and the glory of the Lord rests upon it. Also, please refer to the drawing on the bottom of page 142. In the top of the box are written the words, the world, baptism, the Holy Ghost, the temple, and the celestial kingdom. The comparison is made with the Israelites pressing forward through mortality. Beneath this are the words, the land of Egypt, the Red Sea, the cloud and pillar of fire, Mount Sinai, and the land of promise.